तभी आज मैं थोड़ा शब्द कुछ रिपीट करती हूँ.
We have our class
conference hall mein. Wonderful
conference hall is wonderful.
Maine aise ko abhi niche aage aa gaye na aur abhi piche baithi hai aao nazdik bhai bhi aa gaye.
Those who are sitting at the far back are requested to
in wali om shanti se likhte hain.
We be a detached observer and play our part accordingly. Secondly, five virtues. Let there be five virtues in our life. Let it be natural. Pay attention. We have to listen with attention. Five virtues.
दोनों ही अच्छी रहे.
Purity, truth.
धीरता.
Patience.
पवित्रता, सत्यता. कभी नीचे पर ना होए.
Let there be no fluctuations in purity and truth. Let there be patience. Then there will be unshakable and immovable stage. And humility. After humility is sweetness. These inculcations should be very good. Then there will be sweetness, purity in our actions. In order to have five virtues in our natural life, we need eight powers. The first power is, which is the first power? The power to tolerate. Power to accommodate. Tolerance power works if we can accommodate everything. We shouldn't go into detail about anything. In order to have the power of tolerance, we need to have the power to accommodate. Power to pack up is also necessary. Power to face.
सामना करने की शक्ति. जब सामना करने की शक्ति आती है तो क्या होता है.
When there is power to face, then practically,
जहाँ भी है,
wherever we may be,
जो भी सेवा है,
whatever service we may be doing,
सब चीज में ज्ञान योग धारणा सेवा.
With a knowledge, remembrance, dharana and service, we need all these powers. We should have the power to judge, power to discriminate, power to cooperate, and there are many powers which is worth remembering. Three times Om Shanti is necessary. There are then five virtues in our natural life. Eight powers is also necessary, and there are the eight powers in connection. When there are eight powers, nothing can go waste. And therefore all the things are very easy to inculcate. And it should be inculcated in our life in a very natural way. Two, 3 days ago I had a book in my hand. I read that. And I also understood who has written it. It is written in the Hindi language. And it has been written so well. It was a sister who has written it. A sister has written it. And it was told to me that Dadi Lachhu had written that book. And that book is so good, so wonderful. Every soul is wonderful. Every soul have their own specialities. Whenever we get time, the one who can read the Sindhi language can understand the feeling and also explain about it. And you can also listen to in which feeling it has been written. Two, 3 minutes, the one who will play the song will play a very beautiful song. We didn't know what we will get from Baba. But that song should be played once again and then I'm going to talk. 2 minutes. We have found the innocent Lord Shiva. He is so sweet, he is so lovely. Thank you. we have the happiness of the confluence age and we do experience a golden age. We have now received the true knowledge. We have got the introduction of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is Easy Raj Yoga and we have been freed from all worries. We attain liberation and liberation in life. Through this knowledge of Gita, we have seen, we have found God, the innocent Lord, so sweet, so lovely, Shiva, God, the innocent Lord. You have seen, I have seen as how Shiva Baba is an innocent Lord and therefore he is God. Otherwise we say soul and the Supreme Soul. I am a soul and he is the Supreme Soul. And we together, one another, are souls, brothers, sisters, or brothers and brothers. However, we have found Shiva Baba, the innocent Lord, and we have the intoxication raised about the golden age kingdom. We now have no intoxication of this present world or this present kingdom, but we do have the faith. According to Dharma plan, in order to come to the kingdom of the golden aged world, we have our part there. No matter what happens, but we shouldn't slack. We have to be intense effort makers. And let there be no difference seen in between Baba and I. Whoever looks at us, they should say, Baba is like this. Many, they ask me outside, and I myself say to Baba, Baba, why have you made the soul to sit in this body? But Baba smiles and says, in order to make you smile, continue to smile, let it be not difficult to smile. And therefore Baba has kept I, the soul, in this body. Now morning and evening, when coming and going, even now I was coming in the wheelchair and I saw some are sitting in one place, some are sitting in the other place. And in the diamond hall, one cannot see where one is sitting. But now I can see here everyone and it is only half hall full. But still, let there be the power of happiness, truth and purity, and that pulls me here to the class. And I am every time asked as when I will be coming to the class. To be present in the class according to the time is also a good speciality of a student. We are students, isn't it? We come to the class to study and also teach others. When I come here to the class, I don't think so that I have come to teach anybody. But Baba is teaching us and we are there to imbibe everything. And Baba has given us so much of sustenance. In order to imbibe, in order to have sustenance, Baba has given us so many chances. Knowledge, remembrance, dharana and service. Service is in the fourth place. So first we need knowledge, remembrance and inculcation. Let there be attention. Then naturally, just as Baba is innocent, God the innocent Lord, He is so sweet and lovely. We also will become sweet and lovely. Sweet and lovely is God Shiva, the innocent Lord. As Baba, so we children. And therefore, I think that this song is very beautiful. The songs are played here. And there is 7:30 traffic control song. Here the mind is where the body. Here the mind and the body is. So we have the knowledge of the Creator and the creation very well in our intellect. The mind is in Manmana above. Then it is Madhyaji above. The inheritance. We know that the golden age world will be coming. The iron age world will go. Now we don't have the iron age world with us. The iron age world doesn't have any power to enter here. We are sitting in the confluence age. So every time we have to think for ourselves as who am I, who is mine and what am I doing here. I am a soul, mine is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. And we call Him as God. We call Him Ishwar. God means the best over. The best of our fortune, He creates our fortune, He teaches us well, we study well, and with honest heart, the more we study well, the more we'll be content. I had read the book, is wonderful, there are many good things written in the book. In order to become equal to the Father, what all we need to do is mentioned in that book. It is wonderful. We have to become equal to the Father. So we have seen our Father practically. So one brother, he came with me in a car. And one song was played in the car in a Sindhi language. And I used to sing that song in Sindhi language. In Sindhi language, it is said, inside mine there is a Rama. I saw Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba. I became peaceful. Now one whom I was searching. I felt that I am experiencing that in Baba. It was wonderful.
इंसान को जरूरत है शांति की
Every human being's necessity is to have peace. There should be power of peace. Let there be no wasteful thoughts. So even if we create one powerful thought, Baba makes us do many service. Baba is the doer. He is Karan Karavanhar. He only does and He also makes us do. But what we have to do? The power of peace has to be accumulated every time. We have to remain peaceful. Not only here, there should be peace, but wherever we may go in the world, we have to spread peace everywhere. There are many types of Hatha Yoga and Pranayama, breathing exercise, but there is no attainment in that. But Baba says, children, you remain peaceful. Baba says, children, remain peaceful. Naturally, my right hand showers blessings on everyone. Vision, attitude, and internal awareness. Internal awareness, who am I, who is mine? I am a soul. It has become very firm. Every soul has his special part. The part of each one is unique. We are here with Baba's love and we are playing our best part at the confluence age. And therefore, there is a happiness, peace. Let there be the power of peace and happiness. Spread in the atmosphere. Spread in the self and wherever we may be doing service as an instrument. We have to prevail peace. Who am I? Who is mine? From our face, in our thoughts. We should have the remembrance of the only one Father. We have to be detached from everyone, considering ourselves to be a soul. And we have to love everyone. We don't have any worry. And therefore Baba says, what does the sensible children do? It has naturally become our nature to remain peaceful. We shouldn't come in anger or bossiness in our nature, never. The power of patience is very sweet. If there is no patience, no matter however a good soul is, can play a very good part, but if the patience doesn't work or doesn't and it will instantly change the atmosphere, and therefore we have to pay attention that we don't lose our patience. So if you prefix A in front of attention, then there will be attention, there will be no tension. We have to pay attention to ourselves, then we will be tension free. We have to be patient, we have to move with peace. When we have the power of peace, there will be peace in the atmosphere. Even while sitting here, Baba says, we have to spread peace in the whole world. Everybody knows that Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, wherever they do service, they spread peace. Okay, now a song of peace will be played. Om Shanti.